Welcome to meetyourfarmer.ca, where you can get all the dirt on your farmer. Today we're speaking with Kimberly Stockdyke at Stockdyke Greenhouses Limited. Hello, Kimberly. How are you?
I'm well, thanks.
Excellent. Just tell us a bit about yourself and what do you do here at the farm?
Well, I'm married to a third-generation farmer. My husband's family started farming here in Nova Scotia about 55 years ago.
Wow.
And they've been growing tomatoes and cucumbers for that time, and we're actually working right now toward an expansion to 5 acres.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
How many do you have currently?
We have 3.5.
Wow. So you just kind of married into it.
I did marry into it. And when you marry a farmer, you marry his farm, and you fall in love with it.
Oh, that's a good line, actually. I have to remember that one. So why did you, well, I suppose this is an easy question. Why did you decide to get involved with the greenhouse industry?
Well, you know, like I said, when you marry a farmer, you marry the farm. My husband absolutely loves being a greenhouse grower. Mm-hmm. He's been here since he was 12 years old, worked in every single job imaginable, from the dirtiest, ugliest jobs, right up through now where he's vision casting and setting the direction for our farm.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic. So where are your products sold? Like, where's your market at?
We actually have a wide range of customers and venues for our products, which we're really excited about. You can find our products in actually the major grocery store chains. You can find them in the Atlantic Co-op stores. Mm-hmm. You can find them in Superstores and Sobeys stores, Foodlands throughout the province. And then you can also find them at some of the specialty markets around. So you can find our products at Pete's Frutique down in the city. You can find them at Masstown Market, Sterling's here in Bible Hill, and they're also at the Farmer's Market at the Seaport.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic. So how has being a greenhouse owner kind of impacted your life here in Nova Scotia?
It becomes your life.
Yeah.
When you're a farmer, it invades every part of your life. and that's a wonderful thing. We're able to share the life experience of living on a farm with our 4 kids. Mm-hmm. Our oldest is 12, and our youngest is 6, and they love working on the farm. They love playing on the farm. They love getting dirty on the farm. And they participate with us in just about every aspect of the process.
Oh, that's amazing. So you're going to get to keep the lineage going, it sounds like.
Well, they like it enough, I think so.
So what do you do when you're not on the farm? If you ever can get away. A lot of farmers don't have a lot of stories because they're usually fairly not very far from the farm.
Most farmers get to hang out on their farms, and actually, it's a lifestyle. When you farm, it is the lifestyle. You choose to be on your farm. When you have time off, you spend time talking about your farm. Mm-hmm. You spend time planning for your farm. My husband's favorite relaxation is going up to the greenhouse and just walking through the plants and checking things out and seeing where it is and figuring out what he's going to do next.
That's excellent. So talk about the diversity of your farm. Like, what different things do you have here?
Well, this farm started with tomatoes and cucumbers. Mm-hmm. We do European cucumbers. In the past, we've done regular beefsteak tomatoes, and now we're doing cluster tomatoes. So those are our 2 major crops. Mm-hmm. Several years ago, it was diversified out to add mini cucumbers. So those are mini European cucumbers, and they're just a variety of what we already do. And in the last couple of years, my husband's passion for trying new things has really exploded, and we're trying lots of different things. We've added hot peppers.
Well, excellent. I'm a big fan of those.
Yeah, we've added hot peppers to our variety, our diversity here on our farm. Right now, got 7 varieties that are in the stores, and we're adding new ones all the time. And we love to try new things, so my husband's always trying something new. He's even got a little row of artichokes out back just to see if they would grow in the greenhouse. And we do things like eggplant, and we've got a line of gourmet and heirloom tomatoes also that are extremely flavorful. They don't have the shelf life of a cluster tomato, mm-hmm. but their flavor is tremendous, and our customers seem to love them.
Excellent. Well, that's fantastic. So what do you enjoy most about what you do? Broad question, I know, but
I love the opportunity to work with all kinds of different people. I get to work with people on our farm. I get to work with people in the agricultural industry through my work at the Federation. I get to work with different folks through the Ag Awareness Committee. I get to work with the public, my neighbors, community members. That's what I love most, is working with all kinds of different people and sharing my family's love for the farm.
Oh, that's amazing. So Open Farm Day is coming soon. As we know, and just tell us a little bit about what you have planned or what you guys are going to be doing here with people that come to visit.
Sure. Well, we're really excited to participate in Open Farm Day this year. We love to share our passion for farming and good food with our friends and neighbors, and what better way to do that than opening our doors and allowing people to see the exciting things going on our farm. We're planning to have folks in between 1 and 5 on Sunday the 15th. We'll have our doors open there. There'll be some hands-on activities. I was a teacher in my past life, so there'll be lots of fun activities and lots of visuals, some videos of the different things we've done, and some of the cool science that we use. One of the things that we do is integrated pest management. We use biologicals. So basically that means we use good bugs to kill bad bugs in our greenhouse.
Wow.
To avoid using pesticides whenever possible. So we'll have some videos so you can see what those tiny little bugs are doing to keep the nasty stuff away from your food. And we'll also have some tours. Every half hour I'll offer a tour. We'll walk through the greenhouse and you'll get to see some different things throughout our greenhouse. We've got cucumber plants that are about 6 or 7 feet tall.
Oh, wow.
And actually, we measured today, our tomato plants are 29 feet tall right now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
So those are some cool things we'd love for people of all ages to come out and see. You get to see the growing medium that we use is coconut fiber, and it used to be something that they threw away, and now we're able to use that to grow our plants in. You'll get to see some Olympic athlete plants in our greenhouse. They're treated with special treatment. They're babied along the way for up to 12 months, some of our plants. So I would love for people to come out and take a look at that and learn about the science behind the food they're eating.
Oh, that's amazing. Well, thank you very much for speaking with me today, Kimberly, and I'll see you in Open Farm Day.
Great. Thank you.